Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the TL Type S with a 286-horsepower V6 and real-time traffic alerts. Learn more at Acura.com.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger gives his annual State of the State address later today. This speech is typically a vehicle for California's top public servant to deliver big vision statements, but the governor's operating under a dark cloud this year, a $14 billion budget deficit. Tomorrow, he's expected to deliver a budget proposal that features massive spending cuts, and even that may not be enough to balance the books for the long term. The state panel says California has got to put away more money now to pay for its retirees' health benefits. Tamara Keith has more from Sacramento.
Government jobs often come with cush benefits like health care for life to entice talented people into civil service. With pension benefits, the state and local governments start saving right away. But most haven't been putting money away for health benefits. As more workers retire, those lifetime health care costs are taking an increasing chunk out of government budgets. And over the next 30 years, the total cost is downright scary. At least $118 billion in benefits has been promised to government retirees, but not funded. Gerald Parsky chairs the Public Employee Post-Employment Benefits Commission, appointed by the governor last year.
You can't close your eyes to this. These are real. And you have to step back and say, okay, if they're real, I'm going to make this a priority. I'm going to put aside money to satisfy this.
In its report, the bipartisan commission says it is vital for the state and other government agencies to begin pre-funding retirement benefits. Just like an IRA, money put away today can grow with time. The state alone faces a $48 billion retiree health benefits debt. Parsky says it will cost $1.2 billion a year to pre-fund those benefits, and the legislature should start now.
If the policymakers don't feel that it's the highest priority, then they have to accept the fact that at some point in the future, it's going to impact the ability to provide other services to the next generation.
Democratic legislative leaders released a statement praising the commission's report and its 34 recommendations. Governor Schwarzenegger says he'll submit his plan for dealing with the issue within 30 days. For the California Report, I'm Tamara Keith in Sacramento.
Later this morning, federal officials will be in Los Angeles to talk about Medicare billing fraud by medical equipment suppliers. Southern California is a hotbed for Medicare scams, with its large population of elderly people, many of whom don't speak English. Scurrilous suppliers will bill Medicare at inflated prices for goods the patients may never receive. This spring, suppliers face more rigorous and regular accreditation. This week, county clerks began mailing out absentee ballots for the February 5th presidential primary. Political analysts say up to half the state's voters could cast their ballot early. That's likely to force exhausted campaign strategists in New Hampshire to start packing their bags tonight. They've got to focus on California right away, as KPCC's Frank Stoltz reports.
And in New Hampshire, if you give me the same chance Iowa did tonight...
Dozens of people crowded around a TV screen at Barack Obama's campaign headquarters near downtown Los Angeles. The Illinois senator had just won the Iowa caucuses. Mitchell Schwartz didn't join the supporters around the TV. He occupied a nearby office and pointed to a map of California.
And what are these little green check marks now? Is that the secret code?
That is the secret code. So, you know, if you tell them the numbers, we're going to have to not let you out of here. We have to tie you up till February 6th. What it is in certain of the 53 CDs, we think we can get the extra delegate.
CDs are congressional districts. As Obama's California campaign director, Mitchell has marked districts where he thinks Obama can win more Democratic Party delegates than New York Senator Hillary Clinton or former North Carolina Senator John Edwards. Presidential campaign war rooms across California are abuzz, and not just because the state sends the most delegates to the nominating conventions. Schwartz and his counterparts on other candidates' staffs know that many Californians can start casting ballots by mail this week.
there's about 1.6, 1.7 permanent absentee voters in the Democratic Party. So we've targeted the, because we can't call all of them, we're going to mail them. We're making roughly 15,000 calls a day, all to the PAV universe for now.
PAV is shorthand for permanent absentee voters. Former California Governor Pete Wilson knows the state's political dynamics as well as anyone.
Typically, people who request those absentee ballots make up their minds and vote a good deal earlier than people who go to the polls. So it's very likely that as many as perhaps half the people in California will have voted before the February 5th Tsunami Tuesday election.
That possibility does not bode well for Wilson's preferred candidate, former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. He polls well in California, but has virtually dropped out of the news as he focuses on Florida's January 29th primary. Former California Republican Party Chairman Duff Sundheim says the state's large absentee voter population presents a challenge for every candidate.
You have to decide, am I going to front-end this thing in California to capture these absentee ballot voters because I think they're going to vote early, or can I wait until it gets closer to the time they vote?
Obama and Clinton already have significant organizations in California, as do Giuliani and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. At the same time, Sundheim predicts absentee voters may hold off this year.
Especially with respect to the Republican voters that I've talked to, they have not decided on a candidate. So those people that have their absentee ballots on the Republican side, I would be very surprised if they do not put them in at the very last moment.
Indeed, for this moment, the California campaign staffs are focused on the nation's first primary state.
Hi, my name's Teddy, and I'm helping on Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. And Hillary will be returning to New Hampshire for the run-up to the first-in-the-nation primary.
The stakes are especially high for Clinton, who finished third in Iowa behind Obama and Edwards.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. And this call is paid for by Hillary Clinton for president.
What did they have to say?
They said, sorry, I have to run.
Volunteer Teddy Schwartz still believed after this call that the person on the other end of the line was a Clinton supporter. For the California Report, I'm Frank Stoltz in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Tuesday, January 8th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, a new website rating hospital quality in California at calhospitalcompare.org, and the Wesley Foundation for coverage of immigration issues throughout California.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals, institutions, and advisors reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.